Well, let's begin with a little joke. Just a little joke. So a teacher, she was fresh from college. She was excited about the psychology courses she had learned. Anyone here studied any psychology?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so she started her class, her elementary class, by saying, okay, boys and girls, any of you who think you are stupid, stand up. She said, any of you who think you are stupid, stand up. And a few seconds later, little Johnny stood up. And the teacher said, Johnny, do you really think that you are stupid? And the boy replied, no, ma'am. But I hate to see you standing there all by yourself. Smart boy. In today's gospel lesson from St. John, we find Jesus standing all by himself in front of Pontius Pilate. It's the year 30 AD. We're in the Middle East. We're in Israel. And Jesus has been unjustly, unfairly arrested and dragged before Pilate, the Roman governor. How many of you heard of Pilate before? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, good. We can amen in this church. I'm glad. It's hard to find that in the Episcopal Church. Outstanding. Outstanding. So, the conversation that we have recorded in the Bible from Pilate and Jesus is very short. Just a little conversation. But it has fascinated people for over 2,000 years. Are you the king of the Jews?
Do you ask that on your own, or did others tell you about me?
I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?
My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here.
So, you are a king.
You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came to the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
So, a question for you, and be honest. Raise your hand if you knew that today was Christ the King Sunday. Anyone know that? Okay, we're not so sure. So another question. Next Sunday begins what season of the church year?
Advent.
Advent, very good. That's right. Right away we got that, the little candles, the four.
Yes.
And Advent marks the start of a new Christian year. A new liturgical year. And every year, the Episcopal Church celebrates the reality of Christ as King. But when is the last time you actually met a king, you know, a real king with royal robes, a kingdom, and a crown? I mean, I'll take a guess, it probably was a while ago. The guy at Burger King does not count. He's kind of creepy anyway, isn't he? And that Netflix series, that thing on TV that some people watch, that doesn't count either. I mean, as Americans, we really don't know much about kings and queens and royalty. I mean, we're sort of fascinated with it. We watch it on TV and in the tabloids, but we don't actually have that here. But we do have Elvis the King. And if you love Elvis, say, thank you very much. Not too many Elvis lovers. We have B.B. King.
Yes.
If you love B.B. King, say, the thrill is gone. And we have Dr. King. If you love Dr. King, say, I have a dream. But on this Sunday, the church reminds us that we have an eternal king.
Yes.
An eternal king. A king who has left the tomb.
Yes.
A king who has beat the blues.
Yes.
A king who has and still inspires dreams.
Yes.
A king named Jesus.
Amen.
If you love Jesus, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Alright, we're starting to get warmed up here. But what kind of king is Jesus? Is Jesus a king like Pilate?
No.
Who executes the innocent and uses his power for his personal gain?
No.
No way! Jesus stands with the innocent, even to the point of death. And he always uses his power for the gain of others. Jesus' kingdom, his power, his glory is all about love. Shout out the word love.
Love.
Sorry, it's all about love.
Love.
Very good. And our presiding bishop, you know about him?
Yes.
The Most Reverend Michael Curry?
Yes.
He tells us, this quote, and he said it over and over again. It's very good. He says, if it's not about love, it's not about God. If it's not about love, it's not about God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
All right. And now for another joke, for those of you sleeping. This time, a Sunday school teacher was teaching her class of youngsters about the story of the Good Samaritan. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the Sunday school teacher says, now, boys and girls, if you were walking down the road and you saw a man who was severely beaten and severely bleeding, what would you do? And one very bright little girl broke the hushed silence and said, well, I think I'd throw up. I think I'd throw up. Perhaps you have felt like throwing up at some of the injustices that are happening in the world. Have you ever felt like that? Just sick to your stomach? You felt like throwing up. Whether those injustices are happening here in Forest City, across our country, or the world. And they're happening. I mean, you don't have to go very far. Look at the TV, read the paper, look out your window. These injustices are happening, and sadly they will continue to happen. So in the face of all that is wrong, in the face of the Pontius Pilates of the world, what do you and I do as faithful subjects to King Jesus? The scripture gives us a little hint. At the end of that conversation between Pilate and Jesus, our Lord tells us this. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I don't believe you, so I'm going to read it again. I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So Jesus came to testify to the truth.
Amen.
His kingship is about testimony. The testimony of God. Testimony of love. Testimony of justice. And so if you and I are going to be faithful subjects to King Jesus, that means we also have to testify to the truth. Now how do you do that?
Take risks.
That's good. Take risks. And all Christians are called to do this in some ways. Some people are called to do it in a very special way, and that's sort of their mission in life, isn't it? To testify to the truth. But all of us, because of our baptism, and because we follow Jesus, can testify to the truth. Amen?
Amen.
And you can do that by standing up for Jesus. You can testify to the truth by standing your ground with those in need. You can testify to the truth by standing your ground with those who grieve. You know anybody who's grieving?
Yes.
Stand by them. You can testify to the truth by standing with those who have no brother, no friend, no keeper. And you can testify the truth by lifting your voice. At school, for those of you in school, you can lift your voice up at school. You can testify to the truth at school. At work, among your family and friends, with your church here and your sister church across town, outside in the community and beyond. You can testify to the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when you get weary and worn, because I got to tell you, testifying to love can weary a soul. And it can wear down your hands and your feet. Is anyone weary and worn this morning? Got a witness? A few witnesses who are weary and worn. I see a hand. When you are weary and worn of all the injustices that are happening in the world, when you are weary and worn of the burden that you have to carry in your own life, return to this altar and be strengthened to testify by the King's gift of love and the bread and the wine. When you are weary and worn, when you are sick of all the things that are happening in the world, when you're beyond angry, when you're just sick of it all, when you feel like throwing up, return to this altar and be strengthened by the King's gift of love and your sister and brothers, your spiritual family here at the church. And when you are weary and worn from standing for Jesus and trying to stand with the least of these, or just trying to stand in the situation that is your life, Return to this altar and be strengthened to testify by the King's gift of love and the Holy Scriptures read and preached. Are we still awake, church?
Yes.
Very good. And then after doing all of that, after resting a while, after renewing a while, getting your strength back, go in peace into the world, back into your life, to love, serve, and testify to the Lord. And here's the good news, church. The King will be with you. King Jesus promises to be with His faithful subjects who testify to the truth. And then by the power of the Holy Spirit and with God's help, the world will see through us, the world will see in you, signs of a better and coming kingdom. A kingdom of love. Amen.
Amen.